politicians are inherently dishonest and said the 2016 campaign has been marked by deception and lies. Trump is expected to do very well in this week's Super Tuesday election contest. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio is again taking aim at GOP frontrunner Donald Trump ahead of Super Tuesday.
This guy has zero understanding of anything serious when it comes to defense or foreign policy. And this is not an issue you can take a course in at Trump University.
At a rally in Atlanta today, Rubio ripped Trump for not loudly condemning David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan. Trump has been trying to make it clear that he disavows Duke and the KKK after appearing to stumble over the question earlier. A man accused of gunning down a Virginia police officer on her first day on the job was arraigned on murder charges this morning. Ronald Hamilton was ordered held without bond in Prince William County. He also appeared in juvenile and domestic court, where he was arraigned on charges of killing his wife. Police say the 32-year-old Hamilton shot and killed his wife Saturday, then opened fire on responding officers, killing Officer Ashley Gwinden. Two other police officers were also shot and are recovering. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Some voters in Florida are thinking the worst about Ted Cruz. USA's Ron Taylor explains.
A poll of Florida voters shows some believe Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz could be the Zodiac Killer. A recent public policy polling survey shows that 10% of the Floridians polled said they definitely thought Cruz was the killer, and 28% said they were unsure. The rumors about Cruz being the man responsible for multiple murders in the late 70s may stem from a 2013 speech he gave titled, "This is the Zodiac Speaking." I'm Ron Taylor.
A man is in custody after allegedly making a bomb threat at a Florida water treatment plant. Douglas Ellington is accused of driving through the gates of the Riviera Beach facility and setting a car on fire. Ellington is reportedly a recently fired employee at the plant. 2,000 people filled an auditorium in Flint, Michigan last night to see big stars and local stars who came to raise money for the city's water crisis. Ryan Coogler, who directed Sylvester Stallone in his Oscar-nominated role in Creed, organized the event. Admission was free, but online donations had raised $100,000 by 10 p.m. Today is February 29th, an event that only happens once every 4 years. It's Leap Day, an extra day added to the calendar every 4th February to keep our seasons from getting out of whack. Everyone knows a year is 365 days long, but that's not exactly accurate. It actually takes the Earth about 365 and one quarter days to travel around the sun. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And we're live here at the studio, hot and 100, and we're not paying attention here this morning. Good afternoon, everyone. I had some other items up on my browser here, and I lost my prompt for the news. So sorry about that, everyone. But we're here now. We're live in the studio. I'm going to introduce our guest in just a moment, who looks a little green, and you're going to hear about that and why he might look a little green. And we're going to be talking today about the Injured Marines Fund. So we're going to be seeing how we can help our veterans and what this veteran that's in my studio here did today to try to help injured Marines and other members of the service. So as always, we're going to start off with a quote. before our quick commercial break, and I thought since we're talking about the military and people in the military, we should go with a very famous person. When we think about the military, I think about George Patton. So his quote here is, "The soldier is the army. No army is better than its soldiers. The soldier is also a citizen. In fact, the highest obligation and privilege of citizenship is that of bearing arms for one's country." So we're going to talk about how people who are in the military as a citizen help other members that are still in the military or who are wounded from their service, serving our country. And there is no greater hero than that of a veteran or a police officer, someone who is willing to give up their life in the line of duty. And we want to be able to talk about that a little bit more and why we need to do fundraisers and the crazy fundraiser that my guest did. So we're going to do a quick commercial break. We'll come back, talk about the weather and a exciting show with a green guest who's actually looking a little better here. So stay with us, and we will be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon to listen to this great weather forecast for a change. So today we have a high of 60, scattered showers mainly before noon. They're all over. So it's 4 o'clock now. It's absolutely beautiful. It's mild, and you can feel the happiness of people just floating off in the air because it is such a beautiful, mild day. I have to say, tomorrow's even better. We have a mostly sunny day with a high of 55. So I always like to give little prompts when it would be a good day to call in sick if you weren't your own business owner, as my guest is today. But tomorrow would be the day to use one of those sick days, 55 degrees. We might have some showers Tuesday night and Wednesday. We have showers likely a little breezy, but it doesn't matter because it's 53. Thursday, we're looking at a high of 41, a little colder Friday, so I am taking the host option and I'm not discussing it. That is, avoidance is always good. So right now, I want to introduce my guest, who is Mike Mazzio, and Mike is here today launching and kicking off something. Mike, I just made your mic live, so all the cursing that you're doing before, you can't do it anymore.
You can't bleep this out?
I don't think I can. I don't think I have the option to do that. But Mike, thanks so much for joining me here today at Hot and Hunterdon. Today was a really special day and a day that I was hopeful you could come into the studio to launch your beginning challenge. So if you can tell our listeners what you were doing today and why you were doing it. I know I never heard of it until I saw your post.
I attempted to take a ghost pepper buffalo wing challenge, and that's a very incredibly hot pepper served kind of like a buffalo wing traditional, but buffalo wings are quite mild compared to this, like drinking water compared to maybe drinking sulfuric acid or something.
Are you serious? Was it bad? How bad was it?
It was the most painful experience I've ever had in my life. I can only imagine it's almost like giving birth.
No, Mike.
Without any anesthesia. It was, my stomach was incredibly in so much pain. Everything was so hot. It was not pretty. And there'll be video to show how embarrassing it was. And up on our webpage when we edit And I believe I didn't curse, so if I can get through that without cursing, this radio show should be okay.
We should be okay. But, Mike, I have to tell everyone that's listening that I've known you. You're a childhood friend, and I've known you to do crazy things. So I was a little amused that you're still doing crazy things, but you're doing them for a cause now. And that cause is to help injured members who have served our country. And I want everyone to know that you gave service and that you are a Navy person, right? We won't hold it against you. We've had Marines on the show and have some Marines in the family. So yeah.
I did just about 4 years in the Navy, and it was, to me, like a country club experience compared to what these guys are going through in Afghanistan, Iraq, and in wars prior. So I had a very peaceful experience and hear a lot of stories and seen some things that make me want to help those that have been injured severely. So I reached out to organizations just shortly after the war broke out in Iraq, and expecting that this could be an area where people are going to need to come back and transition and need support from the citizens and the community when returning. And one of the organizations I found was InjuredMarinesFund.org is the website. The name of the group is Family and Friends for Freedom Fund. So the website somewhat indicates Marines only specific, and that's because the family that started this organization has a Marine son that was injured severely in Iraq and went through a very long series of ups and downs and surgeries, and it took quite a toll and lots of attention from the family being at his side. And through that experience, they uncovered some needs in their own personal life that they then developed this organization to help other families going through the same thing.
Well, I think that it is phenomenal that you haven't forgotten the people in the military and that you're committed to helping injured service people. And we're going to talk a little bit about the statistics here in New Jersey and across the country and make our listeners appreciate some of the sacrifices that they've made and perhaps want to also help and participate. And maybe they also want to do a ghost pepper buffalo challenge wing. Is that an option?
Sure, they could try it. I have a feeling it's not going to be as popular as that ice bucket challenge a couple years ago, but you could do that. You could do anything that'll draw some attention. The main reason for doing this, obviously it's not one of the smartest things in the world to do, is for the sole purpose of raising attention and awareness of this group. If I'm going to do something foolish anymore at my age, hopefully there's going to be something positive that comes out of it, and getting some attention to this group. They've in the 6 years I've been assisting them, I think they've assisted families with over $1 million in financial donations to support, whether it's everyday bills, travel expenses for moms, dads, brothers, sisters, and so forth, to be down near the hospitals where the surgeries are occurring, or rehab. There's quite a bit involved. So it's all for a good reason, just maybe not the best, smartest approach to get it out there.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the video, so I am going to wait on my opinion until I see the video and see what that looks like. It may be the smartest approach after we take a look at that.
I hope to have it up sometime tomorrow. We have a little bit of editing to do and put some warnings up there for the for the viewers with the weak stomachs.
Was it that bad?
It was a horrible experience. As I told some of my friends that were there, it's hard to put it in words what my body felt like after just 3 out of 12 of these buffalo wings. It was tough. From basically the lips to the stomach was like eating lava. It burned so bad, and then it just got very painful.
Okay. Well, we are going to talk about why someone would do that, because there really are a lot of good reasons. We have a lot of veterans that are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. They are suffering from higher unemployment rates than the rest of New Jersey residents. They're suffering from homelessness at a rate that is higher than the regular population, if you will, the civilian population, non-veteran population. And we have an assortment of other issues that creep up into the community because of our veterans not being able to access services. Sometimes that's medical services, and sometimes it's mental health services. So we're going to talk more about that when we come back from our commercial break. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The sky was falling, it streaked with blood. I heard you calling me, then you disappeared into the dust. Upstairs, into the fire, yeah, upstairs, into the fire, I need your keys, love and duty, call you someplace I
the studio, Mike, with Mike Mazzeo. And his mic is live, so his only rule today was no cursing. So we are 20 minutes into our program today, and we haven't had any rule breaking. But I will say it's so nice to see Mike, who is a childhood friend and always did crazy things, but now he really does crazy things for a reason, and a very, very good reason. So we had Into the Fire by Bruce Springsteen, because Into the Fire is where his belly went today on his Ghost Pepper Challenge wing. But it was all for a good cause, wasn't it, Mike?
I certainly hope so. if we can get some hits on the video when we post it, and get some direction and traffic to the InjuredMarinesFund.org website for donations, then it'll absolutely be well worth it.
And my hat's off to you. It's not a military hat. I wasn't in the military. I don't think I met the height threshold. But I do have military in the family and do appreciate the things that the military offers for people and for being a citizen for in New Jersey and for our nation to be able to not only defend freedom, but to ensure that we remember it and the sacrifices that people who are in the military make every day willingly. And you did that when you were in the Navy. You joined the Navy, and you've never forgotten what it's like to have been in the military or all of the things that could possibly go wrong.
No, and even growing up in Clifton as a kid, I mean, we're talking mid-70s. There were still the older guys in town hanging out that were in Vietnam and listening to stories from them and how poorly they were treated when they came home. And there were really no integration services available to them to transition back to civilian life after seeing what they've seen in combat and pretty scary, sketchy stories that occurred out there. And to hear the stories, if it wrenches your heart, you can only imagine amplifying that by 10 or 100, actually witnessing some of the things these people have seen. You have to do something for them, you know.
Well, I wish everyone thought the way you do, Mike. It's just part of your nature. It comes natural to you to take care of the community and other people. But I think a lot of people forget those sacrifices, the sacrifices from Vietnam, how now, you know, decades later, the veterans are sometimes still experiencing traumatic injuries, or they're reminded of things as they age, things that they haven't been able to talk about or give voice to. Now they're, you know, in their 70s, early 80s, and they're remembering now and trying to deal with those emotions.
Yeah, you bring up a lot of great topics. Even just talking about it, I have an uncle in Vietnam, saw some scary stuff, never really talked about it. Until recently at a family gathering, and he shared some stories that he says still makes him wake up in the middle of the night trembling in cold sweats, and we're 50 years beyond that already. So it's you have to imagine as best you can what those individuals experience, what causes something to be embedded in their memories so vividly so long afterwards. And what can we do to help them? And with the new young kids in there, some of the things that have changed what is coming home is medical technology. There are men and women coming home with injuries that would have died on the battlefield in Vietnam, and medicine is now keeping them alive. And they have challenges ahead. Some of them are physical. Some of them are mental. Quite a few actually are mental. And there's things that we can do as a community to assist them, whether it's planning shopping to pick things up for them, helping kind of like barn raising. I worked with an organization, Homes for Our Troops, to build a home for a Marine that was paralyzed. And the home was specially adapted with cabinets, upper cabinets that pull down so they're wheelchair accessible. The entire house was made to be very accessible for someone in a wheelchair. So there's things that we can do that are not financial. Volunteer some time. Be an ear or a shoulder. And it's going to take a number of people to help do that.
And I think that I'd like to think. So I think it, but I don't know if it's true. But I'd like to think that more people would give and help support the community if they knew how. People get busy in their lives. They have communities like Hunterdon where there's so much commuting time going on, and they don't know the veterans in their community that are suffering from Vietnam. They didn't see them at the, you know, the Stop and Shop or the candy store on Valley Road where you got to know them, because that's kind of where they hung out drinking their coffee all day, sitting on a plastic chair outside of the park. And every day they were there, they were just part of our community. I think today that's missing.
It is. We as older veterans, and I say this as a member of the American Legion, which is primarily dwindling in membership because the younger guys are not joining. They're not coming in to be active participants to help the community. There's a number of things that members of the American Legion do, not just for veterans, but obviously primarily for veterans. And to get the younger guys to come in, to find the time between one or two jobs, a growing family, and all of the chores involved with kids' activities and so forth, it's very difficult. But for those that have the time, one of the best places to start is your local American Legion or VFW post, to find out where there may be a need or what kind of need there is, or learn about some of the events or fundraisers that may be occurring there, or even consider if a local American Legion or VFW post has a hall for rental, considering using that hall and renting that hall to support the local veterans associations and groups. And then there's myriads of organizations that have cropped up since the beginning. And to me, one of the most promising and optimistic things that I've seen is because of the number of charitable organizations formed to assist veterans across the nation. That shows me people want to do something. And the great thing is multitudes of people respond and react much faster than any government box created to try to help. You see somebody in your neighborhood, you can help immediately when you see them. Or if something pulls your heartstrings, you can take action. You don't have to wait for a senator or a congressman or any group of a majority to come up with some program. You have the ability to get in there and do something one-on-one, and it pays back dividends when you see the smile at the end of assistance, much better than just writing your tax check or having your, you know, the taxes taken out to cover a government program. So I highly recommend starting local. Find your VFW or American Legion post in town. Stick your head in and ask somebody there where there's a need, and they'll work their way up the chain, county level, state level. There's so much need; it's just a matter of finding where your talents can be used to help out.
And that is spoken like a true activist that you are, Mike. And we'll remind our Hunterdon County listeners, if they're interested in helping veterans, an excellent way to do that would be to volunteer over at Veterans Haven North. Veterans Haven North houses homeless veterans through a transitional program. It is on Sanatorium Road in Glen Gardner, so it's right here in Hunterdon County. And unfortunately, we still see numbers of veterans that are homeless at a greater rate than citizens that are non-veterans. So that is something as a community we have to try and recover from and support those veterans. So we're going to take a short break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about that hot challenge, the Ghost Pepper Buffalo Challenge Wing that I never heard of until I saw Mike doing it to help other veterans. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Injured Marine Fund and ways you can get involved. If you want to be crazy too, like Mike, and do that challenge, we're going to make sure he tells us what restaurant you can do that in, and we're going to share some stats from that. So I hope everyone stays with us. We're going to do a news break, and then we have all these great things to talk about when we come back.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
I have millions of followers, and that's the reason that I got in the race in the first place. And they say, please don't drop out. And they are continuing to support me.
Despite calls to drop out of the GOP presidential race, Ben Carson says he's not going anywhere. While he's way back in the polls heading into Super Tuesday, the retired neurosurgeon told Fox News he has millions of followers and they're pleading with him not to drop out.
The machine in Washington is extremely complicated and complex. It is corrupt. And that's one of the reasons that I'm running.
Carson says he's even been offered money and political support to end his campaign. In an opinion piece he wrote for FoxNews.com, Carson says his candidacy is about restoring the principles of self-government and that he's running as a true citizen statesman who is accountable to all and beholden to none. This is USA Radio News.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
The White House says it's aware of the American college student detained in North Korea.
There's no greater priority for the administration than the welfare and safety of U.S. citizens abroad. And in cases where U.S. citizens are reportedly detained in North Korea, we work closely with the Swedish embassy.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says he has no specific response to video that shows Otto Warmbier apologizing for committing what the regime calls a hostile act inside the communist state. Earnest says the White House has been aware of this particular situation for a couple of months. The University of Virginia student is accused of trying to steal a banner that had a North Korean political slogan on it. A protest against the Ku Klux Klan will take place in Southern California tonight. A coalition of community and faith leaders will get together tonight to denounce the KKK and then participate in a candlelight vigil. The event comes after three people were stabbed during a KKK anti-immigration rally in Anaheim over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Talk of diversity and politics seemed to take center stage at the Oscars last night. USA's Tammy Rose reports.
Chris Rock's highly anticipated monologue took the Oscars so white controversy head on.
It's the 88th Academy Awards, which means this whole no black nominees thing has happened at least 71 other times. Black people did not protest. Why? Because we had real things to protest at the time.
Rock holding nothing back.
No black nominees, you know? And people are like, Chris, you should boycott. Chris, you should quit. You should quit. You know, how come there's only unemployed people that tell you to quit something, huh?
I'm Tammy Rose.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas finally has something to say. Thomas asked a question from the bench today for the first time in 10 years. The court was debating a case on preventing domestic violence criminals from owning guns. Justice Thomas's question was if a violation of any other law supersedes a person's constitutional rights. It's widely seen that Thomas now anchors the right side of the court following the death of his friend and longtime colleague Antonin Scalia earlier this month. Subway is promising not to fall short anymore when it comes to footlongs. The restaurant chain has been fighting a lawsuit arguing that some of its footlong sandwiches were actually less than 12 inches. Subway settled out of court today for more than $500,000. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Hi, and I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host here at Hot 100, and I have Mike Mazzo here in the studio with me. And he did a crazy thing today, and we're going to just call it what it is, which is kind of crazy, but he did a ghost pepper challenge wing. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So you may be asking me, why do I have people who feel compelled to do things that will make them sick on my show? And it's because Mike is doing it for a good cause, and that good cause are the veterans that are here in New Jersey that need support. And why? Well, let's back it up with some numbers. In New Jersey, There are 413,188 veterans in New Jersey, of which, I might just add, being the feminist activist that I am, of those 413-plus veterans, over 33,000 were women. So, just so you know. In addition to that, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has identified substance abuse disorders as one of the three most common diagnoses among veterans with post-traumatic stress injury and traumatic brain injury, and that is in second and third place. I'd also like to mention that 19% of the veterans who returned from Iraq and Afghanistan, which we were just speaking of, roughly 300,000 people reported symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder or major depression. And how does that happen in the community? What impact does that have? Well, I can say that through a survey I found, the survey of inmates in local jails in New Jersey reported that 9.3% of people incarcerated in jails in New Jersey are veterans, which is astonishing. So Mike was talking about why he does things to support the military. This is not the first thing he's done to support veterans. This may have been the thing that maybe was least logical. I don't know. We're going to talk about what he actually did today in a little greater detail without being too graphic. But he talked about seeing people in the community growing up, being raised in a community where there were a lot of veterans that were from Vietnam that were treated poorly and suffered because of that. Maybe they weren't able to hold jobs, and they were out and about in the community at parks and at local candy stores and coffee shops, and you were able to talk to them growing up. You always knew they would be visible as veterans. They would generally, like my guest is today, wearing some type of item on their clothing. It's sort of like law enforcement. You want to know if they don't know where the clothing shops are, because they always seem to have an emblem or something on their shirt. But it's that way with veterans too. But it's not because they don't know where the clothing shops are. That's just me being sarcastic, of course. But indeed, it's because they're so proud to belong to a group that they want to showcase that, and they want to show that badge on them. If it's a hat like you have on today, or if it's just wearing red, white, and blue, or if it's a t-shirt that says Go Navy, if it's a bumper sticker, it's something that shows your connection to the greater good. And I admire that, and I admire the work that you're always doing, and getting involved locally at your post. I believe it's a post.
American Legion, yeah, Post. American, yeah, Legion 57, Post. 57, Walter E. Nightingale, named after a veteran.
And that's up in Bergen County?
Yes, in Waldwick and Bergen County.
In,
yes.
Waldwick. Okay, so we know that you're doing your part, having been in the Navy and helping veterans in New Jersey, either through the Post or through other foundations, because it really is a problem. We have people that think that veterans come home and they have services and everything is taken care of. People don't understand that even dental services for veterans is not covered.
I'm not up to speed on all the things that are and aren't covered. I do know that there are some challenges in getting services because, again, a government program is written as a law. You either are within the law or you're not. And it requires detailed documentation for certain things. And it's not just like you go to a doctor, you have a need for some type of medical care, and you get treated for it. If it's not active duty related, then, and there's no paperwork to prove that it was, it may not be a VA covered benefit. It goes beyond just, though, the physical. As you mentioned, the mental, you mentioned pride. If you think about the pride that people have in things that they do, that they display, that also somewhat gets in the way of talking about things that are bothering them, illnesses they may have, thoughts that they may have that might be PTSD related, but again, they're not sharing information. There's a group within the group that has an abundance of pride, and sometimes that gets in the way of getting assistance that they need. So this is where friends and family members come in to find a way to learn what it is that an individual that came back may need, but isn't actively pursuing help or denying it, saying, I don't need help, I'm okay, I'm fine. And in reality, they're maybe stifling some things and suppressing some feelings that, you know, would be better if they had treated so that it doesn't stay for 30, 40, 50 years waking them up at night. So it's keep an eye out, pay attention. The whole thing about community is to be aware of your surroundings for a number of reasons, personal safety, but also see what's going on in your community. And again, get involved locally. Find out what's going on with the active members of your American Legion or VFW post at the county level. And pay attention to some events going on as far as news releases. I know in Waldwick we've had two service members that were killed in action that had direct ties to Waldwick, whether it was a parents living there or they grew up, born, raised, went through school in Waldwick. So you get involved because, unfortunately, the local connection that hits home in town. And you have to, again, you have to do something. You can't just sit there and think somebody else is going to take care of it.
Well, you can't just sit there. And I hope other people are inspired by how you give back. And if we do have any veterans listening today and this is resonating with you and think, you know, I really do need someone to talk to, but who am I going to talk to? Well, you can talk to another veteran. There is a statewide helpline called Vet to Vet, and that phone number is 1-866-VETS-NJ4, which is 1-866-838-7654. And you can get some support or talk to someone who can relate to you. You will get a live person, and you are able to call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it is important to, as a veteran, you may not have been able to talk about things, and now you feel that it's impacting your life. There's no reason you can't pick up the phone now. It doesn't matter if the service was 50 years ago or 25 years ago or if it was last week. You pick up the phone, and there's people like Mike in the community that will talk to you, that will support you, that will get you connected to the greater community of veterans and military. And there's sacrifices, but there's support now for those sacrifices. And there is an air of gratitude in trying to help those who soldier for us to protect our freedom. So now I have to delve in a little bit to exactly what went on today and this challenge. I have to hear about it, Mike. Tell me where you were and what exactly you did.
I found a restaurant in Wayne, New Jersey called Fry Guys that had a ghost pepper buffalo wing challenge, and I went in to investigate, and it's a hot sauce that is so hot that you have to sign a waiver that you're not going to sue them if, you know, it gets beyond anything that they can take care of, and emergency services have to be called in to get you out of there and into the hospital. It's a pretty wicked hot sauce. To see whether or not, or test the waters per se, I did a habanero sauce that was the hottest on their menu that you don't have to sign a waiver for. And I got through that without a problem.
Mike, I just have to ask now, because I am the host here and I have to try to keep order. So what part of when you have to sign a waiver to eat food, did you think that was a good decision-making process that you're embarking upon?
I never thought it was a good decision. I don't want to fool anybody with that. It was. I went in there knowingly. It was, pardon my use of the word, stupid.
We're
thing
not
to
okay because we're not swearing. Remember, one rule today.
It was certainly not the best thing as far as mental capacities go to sign up and do this. I knew going in that it was not going to be fun. I just had no idea it was going to be that bad. But to get a sense, I'm looking at a Scoville heat unit, which is how they measure the intensity of the heat from these peppers. And starting very low on the scale is a bell pepper with zero. A pimento, those little red things that they put in the Spanish olives in the jar.
Oh, I like those.
Those are 100 to 1,000, so there's actually a little bit of heat in those, but how many people have ever felt that?
Never.
If you jump up into something most would say, oh, that's a hot pepper, you're looking at a jalapeno. And jalapenos are in the 3,500 to 10,000 Scoville units. The ghost pepper challenge that I took today is in the 855,000 to 2 million.
Come on.
And it was
and there was nothing in between. You couldn't find anything in between.
Habanero I did. That's only 100,000 to 350,000. So that's 10 times more hot than a jalapeno. After doing the habanero sauce there, I thought, all right, 5 to 10 times hotter. How bad could it be? That's what the gentleman behind the counter said. Oh, it's a good 5 to 10 times hotter than the habanero sauce. I'm like, all right, I think I could do this. Sign me up. But I'm not doing it for no reason. I'm not just here to put something like lava in my mouth and find out what happens. Let's do something for charity. So I picked the organization that I've been helping for the last 5 years. I helped them put together their events for their beefsteak at the Brownstone Restaurant in Patterson around Veterans Day in November every year. That's their big fundraiser. They've assisted families now and have provided over $1 million in financial donations to families of veterans across the country. So it's not just New Jersey that they assist, and it's not just Marines. I believe now they've included all branches of service, including Air Force, Coast Guard, Navy, and Army. So because of a good group, unfortunately because of the need, but fortunately because of this group, all branches of service and family members are being helped. It's just trying to catch my breath and get a couple flashes still.
All right. While you do that, we'll do a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about this experience of yours.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office in Flemington, New Jersey. And my guest, after doing his Ghost Pepper Buffalo Challenge wing when he wasn't feeling so sick, he made the drive down here. So I'm so pleased to have Mike Mazzo in the studio here, who was talking about what he's been doing for the injured veterans and why he would eat these ghost pepper wings that are just crazy, crazy hot. I have no other way to talk about it. But I think it's nice when our personal lives and our business lives and our social lives all blend together. And I think you do a great job with that, Mike. You support the Post and you bartend on certain nights. And whenever you do, you always put something out and try to encourage people to come over to the Post and visit with you and support the veterans. You do things on your own time to work with veterans, if it's with the www.injuredmarinesfund.org, or if it's working to retrofit a house for a veteran who is coming down, or just being part of an organization, a nonprofit organization that has given out $1 million in funds across the country to help veterans. And I know that your company also has been supporting, of course, your efforts. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, My business is solar living. We do solar pool heating, water heating systems, and solar electric systems. And part of our event is going to continue into March. We're going to make a donation to the InjuredMarinesFund.org charity for systems purchased throughout the month of March of this year. We want to continue to raise awareness and help support the group and the families that are being supported by that organization. I'm not going to be tending bars often at the American Legion Post. We finally got somebody to come in and assist, but I highly recommend all of the younger veterans that may not be members to consider visiting their local post and speaking with some of the older veterans there. It's a great place. It's a great club. You talk about things in common. May or may not be military. It could be things that you have in common for whether it's just shooting guns, hunting, so forth. It doesn't have to be all war stories. But it's a great place, great camaraderie to hang out and shoot the breeze, as they say, with some other veterans and see what's going on there. And it may hopefully stir some interest in you also signing up as a volunteer and a member and doing something local for the community and local veterans.
Now, one of my uncles who was in the military and was very active with the post, all through the year he would be doing fundraising to help in the community. So as you pointed out, it's not just war stories, but you can share stories with other veterans, and that's an important piece to it. But the posts and the VFW, they're out collecting toys for children to give away for the holidays. They're doing fundraisers. There's probably someone getting ready, selling tickets for a corned beef dinner to bring the community in. And all the funds that they raise are going back out into the community. They're collecting food and doing drives when someone's injured or there's a fire in the community. They're the group that has the boots to the ground, and it's a great way to get involved to support your community as well.
Yeah, we do some things on an annual basis. We do coat drives in the winter, Toys for Tots around Christmas. We're currently interviewing candidates for Boy State at our American Legion. That's a civics lessons oriented 1 week spent to learn about U.S. government and how our government works. It's a great thing to put on your college resume and transcripts. It's typically between junior and senior year in high school. So if you have a student, there's Girl State also equivalent, and our Ladies Auxiliary interviews girls for the Girl State program. But it's great to find out what's going on locally for your student if they're college bound. It's a great opportunity to get something that some presidents have gone. Bill Clinton went through Boy State program. I believe Chris Christie, at least one Supreme Court justice, had gone through the program. It's quite an excellent thing, one, for the lessons learned, and two, as part of the college transcripts and resume for that. It's a great thing to have. And the American Legion has been doing that for, I think, 60 years. It's been quite a long time. So.
Based on what some of the high school students know about history, I think it's a really good idea. Now, Mike, let's get to the heart of the matter. This video that's posting with you putting the ghost pepper buffalo wings in your mouth. This video, is it going to be on the Solar Living website? Where can we find this?
We're probably going to put it on our Facebook page, which is, you know, facebook.com/solarlivinginc. That's where we put the event initially with the announcement of this challenge, and we'll probably use that to follow up with updates in the video. We just need to create some warnings for those weak in the stomach. You may not want to watch the video because it doesn't have a very happy ending, per se. But it should be up hopefully in a day or two. We just want to make sure. I'm pretty sure I didn't swear in the video, so we just want to make sure there's no foul language. And
I'm not sure how confident I am that you didn't swear, so I'm glad that you're checking that out.
I knew it was being recorded, so I tried very hard to not go beyond what the FCC would allow.
Now, did you have a cheering squad today?
I had my business partner, Ethan, was there. He was handling the video cameras and laughing very hard as I was in severe pain. at the end of the challenge, which I can't fault him. If I was watching the same thing, I probably would have been splitting my gut as well if my gut wasn't on fire at the time. And a friend from a bowling league up in Oakland stopped by to visit and gave some support, and I'm sure he's going to share whatever pictures with our friends before I get a chance.
Oh, we can't. Can I get his number?
I'll share that with you offline.
I need the unedited version.
we'll probably make it all available. We did a time lapse, which is probably about 10 seconds of video and may not be as graphic as the unedited video. So we'll put it all out there and I don't know if we can use some kind of a rating system, but we'll do our best to put the appropriate warnings on there. So I would recommend not watching any of them during a meal.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that. I can't wait to see them. I can't wait till they're on either the Solar Living Facebook page or someone gives me a bootleg copy. So I'm looking forward to it. But always for a good cause, Mike, out challenging yourself. I don't know what made you do this, but I fully support you because it is for the Injured Marines Fund. If you want to learn a little bit more about the group that Mike tried to dominate in his eating challenge here with this hot food, it is theinjuredmarinesfund.org. You could find that on the website. He's been involved with them for the last 5 years. They've given out $1 million to help other injured veterans or to help injured veterans or military personnel all across the country. So we have that. You can Google any of the Legion posts or VFW, stop in. It's nothing formal. You see one in your neighborhood, stop in, see them. Mike, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about some of the work you're doing in the community. I think that sometimes with the Walter Reed Hospital, the whole crisis that was going on, people were in tune to that and to the horrors that our veterans were facing and people that were actually in active service. And I think that it broadens a citizen's knowledge base, but then I think because it hasn't been in the news again, we tend to forget things. So thanks for reminding us of how important it is for our military. They protect our freedom. They give their lives and willingly offer their lives to protect our freedom and the things that we believe in. So thank you for that. And thanks for coming down to the studio. I am sorry you're a little green, but I'd like to invite you to come back again. Talk more about solar living next time and some of the things we could do to help the environment.
I appreciate you having me here today. It's been great to see you and speak about some things that we can do as a community.
Okay, well, everyone, use Mike as your example for just stepping in. There's no formalities. Just give some help in the community and try to do the right thing. That's what he does. So we're going to put the video on as soon as we get our hands on it. Even if we have to get a bootleg copy, we're going to make sure we have it. Thanks for joining us here at Houghton Hunterdon and staying with us as we talk more about the needs of our veterans in the community and some of the gaps and how we can address them. Have a great Monday, everyone.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
I have millions of followers, and that's the reason that I got in the race in the first place. And they say, please don't drop out. And they are continuing to support me.
Despite calls to drop out of the GOP presidential race, Ben Carson says he's not going anywhere. While he's way back in the polls heading into Super Tuesday, the retired neurosurgeon told Fox News he has millions of followers and they're pleading with him not to drop out.
The machine in Washington is extremely complicated and complex. It is corrupt. And that's one of the reasons that I'm running.
Carson says he's